We're going to do a little Thanksgiving shotgun. It's not really, everybody isn't just winging it, but I did ask, going into Thanksgiving week here, I just thought it's a great time for a few of the brethren to share with us some things that they're thankful to the Lord for. So I just asked five guys, one of these guys we don't hear from much, and one of these guys will be the first time we ever heard from, so I'm excited to, I know they'll all bring us some great thoughts from the scripture, so I'm just going to have you guys go one right after the other. So, Brad, you wanted to be first? Come on up here, man. Tell us what you're thankful for. It's a long walk from the back, isn't it?
Get my exercise.
Bring it.
About right there. Evening. All right. All right, go ahead and open your scriptures up to Ephesians 6. And I'm going to start this out with verses 13 through 16. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with the truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, which you will be able to extinguish all of the flaming missiles of the evil one, being the devil. Anyway, what I am thankful for, first of all, the way God and I got together. Wow. I mean, what a deal. I used to work at Dana Motors, and there was a guy that I worked with named John Scott. And I'd been kind of looking and trying to make heads or tails of the Bible. Didn't really know what I was doing. And anyway, John gave me this book that kind of perked my interest, and is by a Luke Wilson. Now, this guy was a Seventh-day Adventist. And he had this machine that gave him these numbers and all of this stuff. And, what he said in the book had already, the date had already gone by, and Christ hadn't came back yet. So, knew there was something wrong there. But anyway, this got me on my start, and I started looking elsewhere. Well, God interceded into this, and sent along Christine Sigsworth. And I ran into her one day, and I was over at a stereo store. I like stereos. And anyway, she was over there, and we got to talking, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, and she was an old friend of mine. And she asked me if I wanted a Bible study. You know, and just out of the blue, and I, well, yeah, okay. You know, let's get together. Well, anyway, you know, a couple weeks went past, and she called me on a Thursday night. And she says, can you come over? It was like Wednesday night, and she said, can you come over Thursday night? So she gave me a time and everything, and she says, oh, by the way, there's going to be a couple other people over here, too. for this Bible study. And I, oh, great. You know, this sounds like some kind of a setup or something, you know. So anyway, I went over there, think, and I knew everything. And, well, I ran into and met Elvin Hopper and Sarah. And, wow, Elvin knew everything, you know, and blew me out of the water. And I thought he was kind of a smarty pants in a way, you know, but, you know, he had that way and a little abrasive, you know, but I'll tell you what, God knew what he was doing sending Elvin my way. I mean, he really did. And I'm so thankful for that. Well, let's read Ephesians 6:17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Well, there was curiosity. Oh, no, you're kidding. Well, at first I still had, you know, I still have a curiosity for the Word. And I also thanks for Brother Jay and his study books. Also, I thank God's salvation plan, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, our Savior. And in Acts 2:38, our death, burial, and resurrection and immersion. Also, Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all reverence and petition for all of the saints. So, communication through prayer to our God. I'm so thankful for that, and I think every one of us are. And I am very thankful for you, brothers and sisters, too, and the church around the world. And really appreciate a lot of things that are going on, all the Bible studies and stuff. And thank you for telling me to cut off. So, but anyway, guys, I'm really happy with prayer and that we're always in contact with God through our walk, through every day. You know, it's like just talking to somebody right next to you, that he's in us.
So. Good thing he's that way back there too, much if you make me sick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep on forgetting about that. Yeah,
I know, me too.
Right there.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Awesome. First of all, hello from Williston. That would be in North Dakota, I think, right? No. I'll be in, I'll read Colossians first. This was the last book Michael had me read for him. And, I mean, this Isaiah, this whole book, I could have picked out all kinds of things he loved. Colossians 3. I could read the whole letter, but I don't have time. I'll start in verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. I called out last weekend. I made a call to a brother asking for help to help Michael finish strong. And because we're all, you know, he was, okay. So anyways, I got a box on top of my refrigerator that's got Family Camp CDs. And I reached in and I pulled one out and I thought, oh God, I just got to listen. I know this is going to be good. Well, I didn't look because I want to guess who it is that's speaking. Can I recognize the voice? And it was Luke, and it was like, oh, Luke, I hear him every, three times a week. Jeez, I couldn't pick out Ashley Davis or, Steve Doty or anybody. Well, I almost pulled him out of my TV, and I thought, no, I'll listen. So he starts telling a story of one of our sisters who was in this marathon. Crazy mileage. I don't know how she does it. She's an animal. She's a beast. Well, she's in this race, 36 miles into this race, and her husband, her brother in Christ, encourages her to continue to finish this race because, man, 36 miles in, she was tired. She had a marathon. Oh, I've never ran one that far. No way. Anyways, so from what I gather from the story, he leaves to go to the finish line. Now, she's all by herself, and what does she do? She breaks down in tears. Okay? She's got, and I, 9 miles, and first, the next 9 miles is uphill, or 6 miles straight uphill. So she still has a long race to go. 17 miles to me, I wouldn't even, anyway, we won't go there. And then to hear that not only did she finish the race, but she finished the race an hour before they even predicted her to finish. She was quicker than they predicted. And that hit me. That hit me because Michael was in his last 17 miles. And our brother needed encouragement. And I didn't know how to do it. So, listening to this message, blood, sweat, and tears is what she went through to finish that race. And Michael also needed, or he bled. He cried. It was 2016, I was out of here. I was going to move. I was looking for a place in Virginia, and then I was, good advice from brethren not to go there. So I don't. So now I'm thinking Helena. Okay, I would love to go to Missoula for Mark Miller, but it's too expensive over there. Plus, it's grizzly country. Anyways, so I'm thinking Helena. Well, nothing worked out to where I could move. Because I needed to be here. And I am so thankful that I was here to be with my brother and to hold this man while we both cried. I will never experience anything like that ever again. Well, I don't know if I will. I can't predict that. But how you guys helped me to help him finish this race strong. And I cannot be more thankful to you guys for what you guys did for me to help him. Thank you.
Good evening. The text I'm going to be out of is Ezekiel 37. I'm going to start and end with this text. I'm going to begin in verse 1. It says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone, and I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. From this section, we see that the bones had come together and were covered with flesh, that although they appear to be alive, there is still no life or breath within them. To see the reason why, turn with me to Psalm 32. I'm going to read out of the King James, Psalm of David. Beginning in verse 3, David says, When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. This is when David had unforgiven transgressions, and he's describing what he went through. And as Paul confirms in Ephesus, that we are dead in our transgressions. So this leads us to the question that the crowd on Pentecost had of what shall we do? I'm going to turn to Acts chapter 2 for Peter's answer. And everybody's very familiar with this one, beginning with verse 38. Peter said to them, Repent, and each of you be immersed in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. The people were immersed for the forgiveness of their sins and to receive the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to John 7. And we'll see what Jesus has to say about the Holy Spirit. John chapter 7, beginning in verse 38. Jesus says, He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. Now I'm going to return back to Ezekiel 37 to conclude. Back to verse 9. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Here we see that the bones have come to life through the breath. And if we drop down to verse 13, we'll get the explanation. God says, Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. So in conclusion, I am thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit, living waters, the cure for dry bones, by which God rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.
That guy just talked himself into a few more arm twists for a couple more shots. What do you think? That was awesome.
Amen.
All right. It's always interesting going next to last. It's hard, some hard acts to follow there. to start off, I want to talk about, of course, the physical blessings that I'm grateful for. You know, good health, all those things. What little brains that God has given me, a good job, a family, a wife and a daughter, whom I prayed for a long time. It's interesting and amazing that, and I'll get to this a little bit later as well, come back full circle, that when we honor God, He honors us. It's really true. I've seen it, the fruits of this in my own life. So I'm very grateful for those physical blessings for my brethren, whom I wouldn't have made it this far without, and for the guys, the teachers that have gone before us. I've said it many times, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, so I appreciate those that are. So appreciate and very grateful for those physical blessings. Primarily, I'm really thankful for the spiritual blessings. Now that I've had my eyes of understanding opened and enlightened to see the spiritual realm, man, I was in a bad place, as probably much of us in here tonight were before Christ. Man, I don't know where I'd be today if I hadn't been brought to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in that, relationships, very important. And in a spiritual sense, the relationship, the most important relationship that we have is with God. And then through faith in Christ Jesus, our relationship with each other in the spiritual unity in Christ. And it was already brought out in Colossians 4:2 is the through prayer, the blessing of prayer, the word, the written word that we have that's been preserved. If you think about that for one second, how amazing is that? I'm very grateful for that, for the spiritual food that our spirits need. Can we survive without food for a while? Can our spirit survive without food? Not really, for a while maybe. But without this, we would die. I'm very grateful for that. And that it's preserved and that we have ample access to it. As well as the privilege of prayer. This is even more so Thanksgiving because not everyone even has ability for this. A lot of people, this is the most widely sold book in existence. A lot of people can pick this up and read it. A lot of people can pray as well, but that connection is only made possible in reality through obedience to the command, obedience of faith. So that's a great privilege, and it's that way because the faithful are truly a rare thing. Truth seekers are really a rare thing. And so this is a great reward, and from my view, and a true blessing. The other thing that I immediately think of when I'm thinking of being thankful for the spiritual blessings that we have is that the peace that we have in Christ, just the peace. I was thinking about it today, even before getting the invitation to speak tonight, is this, you know, now that I have a daughter as well, it's just your mind can work overtime on what if this happens? What if that happens? Boy, I need to protect this. I need to protect from that. And the peace that we have, knowing that all things happen for good. God causes all things to happen for the good, for those that love Him and those who are called according to His purpose. Very grateful for that. And lastly, for mercy. I think of the prodigal son. And I think of this in my own, in terms of myself all the time, how I turn my back on God. And He was faithful to receive me back. Man, am I thankful for that. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 really quick as I finish up here and my time is quickly coming to an end. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 10. For you once were not people, for you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. I'm grateful for the mercy of God, for His patience and for His loving kindness. In fact, I didn't get to it. There's an entire Psalm 136 is dedicated to the thankfulness for God's forever lasting loving kindness. I messed that up, but check it out. An entire Psalm 136 is dedicated to the thankfulness of God. Thanks.
Good evening. Luke asked me the other night if I could do 5 minutes on what I was thankful for. I told him I could easily do 2 hours and barely scratch the surface. I tried to narrow it down since I'm limited to 5 minutes, and I thought of something that really encompasses everything that I'm thankful for, and that's God's plan. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That was the beginning of everything. But no, before He created the heavens and the earth, He had a plan. And the most humbling thought that I think any person could ever have is the fact that God included you and me in that plan. Growing up, I often heard about God's plan, but it always seemed to be in weird situations. Something tragic would happen, there would be a loss, there would be suffering, and people would say, well, it's just part of God's plan. It seemed when good things happened, it was because people worked hard, or they stuck to it and deserved it, or maybe they just got lucky. God never seemed to get credit with the good things. But when something bad happened, He seemed to take more than His share of the blame. And then one day, Chris brought me through the doors back there, and she had convinced me to come in here, and I will admit, I had a bit of a chip on my shoulder. I had had some bad experiences with religion in my youth, but she convinced me not only to come with her, but also to check my ego at the door. And being able to do that was what allowed me to hear what the men up here were saying. And my ego very quickly was deflated by what those men were saying. And it made me realize how important God's plan really was, and the fact that I was part of that plan. That still, to this day, just humbles me beyond thought. Like I said, Chris got me into this building, and I looked around, and it's been said by people before, if you were to gather 1,000 people and pick out however many is in this room, who would ever put this group together? You look around, it's a very diverse group, and yet we all have one thing in common, and that is our love for God and our need to have Him in our lives. It's been said that you can change your destiny simply by turning a different direction on your way home. I don't really believe that anymore. Our destiny is known to God and only to God. There are times I wish He would let me in on a few secrets, but that's not for me to know. But just the fact that God has a plan for all of us, and that plan was laid out, and it is the perfection of the plan is what really gets me. I remember before I was immersed, just reading through the Bible, and I started noticing things in the Old Testament and matching them up with things in the New Testament, and for a moment I thought I was the first one to ever notice this, but those things kind of meshed together quite well. And I remember asking Luke, I asked him when the book of Isaiah had been written, and he told me it had been 650 to 700 years, and I very naively said, well, did you know? And he just kind of smiled, and yeah, and it was all part of God's plan for me to come in here. It was all part of his plan for my ears to be opened, for my eyes to be opened, for my heart to be opened, and for the people in this room to give me what I needed most, and that was to expose me to God and to let me understand who God was and how much I really needed him. And it was only through his plan that that happened. And so to wrap it up, God's plan, I don't understand it in some ways, but I am more thankful thankful about his plan and his including me in that plan than probably anything in my life. And I just like to close. I've always liked this. It's from Romans 11. From him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
I always get encouraged by these. Man. We got Bing Crosby. He couldn't say it near as well as you guys, but we got plenty to be thankful for, right? There is a lot to be thankful for. Going into Thanksgiving week, guys, I mean, it should be all the time, every day. Like, start our day, close our day, throughout the day, like, to thank God for what he's done for us. And that overflow of our life, the joy, the thanksgiving, the way it flows from our mouth to God, other people see that too. And I like what Rich said, you know, that's how God's exposed to other people, is through his people. And so, hey, let's have a great week and be thankful. I just appreciate all of you guys, and thanks for the encouragement tonight. Let's stand. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you. Father, words really cannot express, Father, the thanksgiving in our heart to you. We have so many blessings for which to thank you. There are all the physical blessings, as was briefly mentioned. And we stop and consider that, Lord, just those. And we recognize, Father, that we are dependent upon you for every good thing. Our daily bread. We're dependent upon you, Lord, for the relationships that we have. We're thankful for the physical blessings that you do give us. But even more so, Lord, was brought out tonight by each one of the brethren, the spiritual blessings that we have, the peace that we have, the mercy, the Holy Spirit, being a part of your plan. And Lord, the way that you've included us in your plan, even for others, just so many things, our hearts just overflow with thanksgiving. We ask, Father, that you would be glorified through us, your people, this week. That we would maintain that attitude of gratitude, and it would be obvious to those around us of the sincere thanks that we have for you. Truly, Lord, your loving kindness is forever. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.